This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Warhorse is hailed by Time magazine as a landmark theatre event, powerfully moving and imaginative drama with music and a magical sense of creativity. At its heart, though, are these astonishing life-size puppets that are, you know, they've been brought to life. Like, they breathe, they gallop, they're charging horses in this stage show. We have Gareth Alled. You are the puppet director for this fabulous show. Can you tell us what we can expect from... It's a multi-Tony award-winning show, isn't it? Warhorse.
Yeah, Warhorse is amazing. It's the most incredible piece of theatrical storytelling, this amazing evening at the theatre. So it's a story adapted from a book that Michael Mapurgo wrote to the stage. It's been seen by around 8 million people now.
And, 8 million?
Yeah, 8 million people across the world, and at the centre of which are these incredible puppets. So they're designed by the Handspring Puppet Company based in Cape Town, and they're life-size horse puppets. We have lots of other puppets in the play. But like you said, we convince you so strongly that these are living, you forget the puppeteers exist. So our performers are incredible. They work so hard, so physically, but you will forget they're there. So it's so generous, lack of ego, so detailed. You have to see it.
Well, now you mentioned so many things in there. I've got nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks so much.
The production is based on the... It's a very big book, the Michael
Mapurgo.
His name.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what's the response from the bookworms?
Yeah, so I think it's obviously... When they first adapted it to the stage, it's such a huge challenge. You know, you're going to have this story that at the center of which is a horse. So you're going to ask, right, we're going to adapt this to the stage, and 1,000 or more people in these large auditoriums are going to focus this way, and we're going to believe that this horse is real, and that's going to be the sort of central character in a narrative. It was a huge challenge, but somehow Warhorse is a piece that resonates greater than the sum of its parts, and people leave the theater, and it has a huge impact. I was a drama school graduate in 2010. I saw it, and it convinced me that this is what I want to do. I performed in it as a puppeteer for a couple of years, 2013 to 15, and now I'm back as a resident puppetry director, so I get to work with our amazing puppeteers, and we get to travel all over, so we're so excited to be here.
So that's really exciting.
It's amazing.
So that's what inspired you to get into puppeteering, because I thought, you know, did you sit there and watch The Sound of Music, and you watch The Lonely Goat Herder? I mean, I want to be a puppeteer after that,
So I'd never picked up a puppet in my life until I was in the audition for Warhorse, and I thought, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I completely fell in love with it.
Well, because you yourself, Gareth, have hundreds of acting credits to your name, but puppetry now seems to be a particular skill. We're not talking Punch and Judy or the folks from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So this is a completely different world of puppets. So what do the puppets mean in Warhorse?
So if I take one of our characters, Joey, which is a full-sized puppet horse, it begins actually as a foal horse and grows up in quite a dynamic
moment. When you say
full-size,
we're talking an actual horse's size.
As in actual horse's size. It's operated by three puppeteers. You have a head puppeteer, a heart, and a hind, and they work together to create one character. So you've got the head puppeteer, for example, working technically, suggesting the eye line. Emotionally, they operate the ears. We have the heart puppeteer that convinces you that it's breathing. So you go, right, okay, I understand that that's living, and I understand what the emotional state is there. Because as actors, you know, you walk on stage, and the audience go, great, you're living, I'm living, we're humans, great, carry on with the story. Go on with your acting. But a puppet enters the stage before any story is told. You have to believe and be convinced that it's living, and then only when we do that can a story be told.
Sure, and you've got to want to make it a connection, an emotional connection.
Absolutely.
with the, you don't want to say puppet, with the actors that are...
Yeah, completely. And then the story has the backdrop of the First World War. So the story, in a nutshell, is a young boy called Albert, a horse called Joey. They fall in love. They develop this bond, this friendship. They grow up together. And then the First World War breaks out. And Joey is sold. He's sequestered to the First World War. And
now, Joey's
Albert,
the horse.
Joey's the horse.
Yep.
And Albert, not the kid, and Albert, at the age of 16, runs away from his family. He runs away to serve, but ultimately to find his horse.
Basically to find his horse.
And that's the narrative then. So if we can convince you that it's living and breathing and thinking, and you connect to those characters, you know, it's one It's an incredible story to tell.
I know it was a completely different show, but I remember how amazed I was when I saw Lion King and the elephants came on, and I thought that they were. But also watching Spirit, the movie, with my kid, and like really connecting to a horse.
Yeah.
So with that. Who is wanting to see this show? Who is this show for?
So I think around 10 plus.
Oh, it is? You can bring kids.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It does have some darker themes. It does have the backdrop of the First World War, and that's very much where the majority of the play takes place. So I'd say 10 plus.
But
it does have a broad appeal. And although, of course, these puppets are so engaging and moving, they are navigating and travelling. The characters are journeying through the First World War. So it is impactful.
Gareth, you said you went to drama school.
I went to drama school.
Is there a puppetry school? Or can you go to school to learn how to be a puppeteer?
Yeah, there's lots of different puppetry courses. But my experience is that I trained as an actor. I graduated as an actor. And what I fell in love with was physical ensemble storytelling. So there's loads of companies out there that are inspired by circus or dance.
Yeah.
And that's where I sort of made my bread and butter, really. And then that's how I ended up puppeteering in Warhorse. And that's how I've ended up sat here talking to you.
Yeah. Well, we are very excited. We're actually going next Tuesday.
We are going
next... You're not bringing the kid,
are you? You come on Tuesday.
Stop it! You're not bringing the kid, are you? I've got a plus one. I can bring whoever I
want. I'm just wondering.
Want.
So, yeah, we're all coming on Tuesday.
I might bring my wife. Mm. So, Warhorse will be playing at the wonderful Regent Theatre from tomorrow night for 1 month only.
Only a month?
Only one month. And it's such a beautiful theatre. I was in there for the first time yesterday.
Gorgeous. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And the seats are comfy, even if you're a curvy gal.
They're gorgeous seats.
Nice seats.
And perfect for our play too, that theatre and the auditorium's great.
Will you be taking it around Australia, or is it just in Melbourne?
We're going to Sydney, and then we'll be in Perth. And it's my first time in Australia, and I'm really excited to be
Welcome
here.
Welcome to our country
Thank
on fire.
You.
It's not usually like this.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your tickets ASAP from Ticketmaster. This is a genuinely epic theatrical experience that you will not want to miss. Thank you so much, Gareth,
for
coming
in.
Thank
you.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.